fresh for breakfast. This is a Jess and Tommy podcast.
Coming up, apprentice initiations. How did you haze the new guy? I got a story off a mate over the weekend who just became a landscaper, a realm you're very familiar with, Tommy.
Yes.
And how they hazed him into the business. Holy moly. Wouldn't want to be an apprentice anytime soon.
No.
But right now, the Bachelorette US is about to kick off in the States, and the bios for the lucky dudes who are entering the mansion this year have just been released. And look, Tommy, how this one chick is going to whittle these guys down to her one true love, I don't know. She's got a task ahead of her. Let's break it down, shall we? Let's jump right in. And I just want to preface this by saying this is voluntary information these guys offered up. This wasn't stalking. This wasn't private eyes who delved into their past.
So you think this is a bit embarrassing, some of this stuff?
I just don't know why they'd say this to go around the world. Let's start with Diggy.
That's his name.
Diggy is it's really hard to say.
Diggy.
Diggy. Oh, you're saying it a bit easier than I am, putting much too pressure on myself. He's 31, and when asked about any experiences he'd had with a one-night stand, he said, "I spent all day with this girl, and she ended up coming home with me, and we had relations. She then received a text saying her brother was missing, so I pretended to be asleep so I didn't have to help."
Okay, first of all, how does he know that the text said her brother was missing if he was pretending to be asleep?
Great question. Diggy. If she started panicking and he's overheard and has pretended to sleep through her panicking, holes in the story already, tell me, well done. What about Jamie, spelt J-A-M-E-Y, firstly?
Jamie.
Jammy is what I'm getting out of that.
You're getting jammy.
He was asked to talk about his best friend of the opposite sex, and he just flat out said, he's got no female friends. I'm not friends with any girls. That's good. That's stable. That's normal.
Nah, silly.
If you thought that was bad, Kenny, old mate Kenny, was asked, "What's the wildest thing you've done in the bedroom?" He said he had relations with a wife while the husband watched.
I mean,
this is information they have offered to the producers. What the hell?
Don't you think the best response, from a girl's perspective, the best response in that scenario for a guy to say, "Oh, I don't kiss and tell." Is that not the best response?
That is safe and also leaves a bit of mystery.
I honestly think I could run a dating coaching thing.
Like an etiquette school for lads.
Because some guys are just so dumb. And it's like, why do you say that?
All right. How would you coach this guy through his bio, Tommy? The final one, Jonathan. He takes the cake for me.
Right.
His occupation, tickle monster. That's what Jonathan has said in his own bio for the Bachelorette US, he is a tickle monster.
No, but see, I'm on board with Jonathan. That's mysterious. Like, what do you mean? I want to know more.
White Rose, here you go.
Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
13, 12, 16, give us a call. How did you haze the apprentice? Do you have some sort of initiation for the new guy at your place of work? And I don't want to stereotype, but I feel like this is a tradie realm we're entering into.
Yeah, definitely.
You're not really getting hazed in the office accounting firm.
No.
It's more happening on the job site.
You did the wrong finance numbers, you big idiot.
Probably. Cop this, bro. Calculator to the back of the head or something.
That's violent.
We don't condone any of these practices.
No.
But we would like to hear some stories.
Yes, please.
This comes after a mate of mine started a new landscaping apprenticeship yesterday, and he was telling me he was welcomed into the team with a high-pressure hose to the face.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. They basically just called out his name. He's turned around, innocent enough, going to listen to the boss, and he had the high-pressure, like, kacha hose you see on the infomercials, bam, straight to the face.
Whoa.
Welcome to the team.
That's full hazing. That's like really bad.
I mean, we have a morning tea here at the office and it's lovely for the new staff. This landscaping firm, high-pressure hoses.
As I try to bring into conversation as often as I can, Jess, I was a landscaper in a previous life. I was a labourer for about 6 months and they pulled a prank on me when I just started. They told me to go to Bunnings and get a long wait.
A long wait.
Yeah. And the joke is, it'll be a long wait until you get back because there's no such thing as a long wait.
So you went to Bunnings.
Yeah, and I was looking for it for ages because I didn't want to ask someone because I asked the guys that I was with. I was like, what's it look like? They're like, oh, it's about a meter long. It's like bright orange. It's quite heavy.
Oh, And full description.
Like, yeah, I was like, okay, this is weird. And I was probably gone for about an hour and a half.
So you were walking up and down the aisles in Bunnings and then thought, crap, I'm the new guy. I've got to come back with this thing.
So then I asked one of the staff and it was like an old bloke and he just laughed at me. He's like, oh, they got you good, son.
He was familiar with the long wait, hazing initiation.
Yeah, so I mean, bloody idiot. And then they say, oh, go get striped paint. I've heard of that one.
I nearly asked what striped paint.
Yeah, no such thing. And a left-handed screwdriver.
Yep, they're not right or left-handed, are they?
Correct.
You can use them in either hand. Brilliant. See, these are the ones we want to hear. The PG, no one got hurt.
No.
Hey, if you've got a high-pressure hose to the face story, I want to hear that too. But give us a call now, 13 12 16. How did you haze the apprentice? Do you have an initiation for the new guys at work? But right now we're talking, how did you haze the apprentice? This comes after a mate of mine started a landscaping apprenticeship yesterday, was welcomed to the team with a high-pressure hose to the face.
Yeah, that's a bit rough.
Well, welcome to the team, Corey.
We got a cracking Snapchat from one of our regular Snapchat contributors, Dan20. He said, we got the new guy to stand behind me while I was cutting concrete so he could catch the dust in a bucket.
Brilliant.
Oh, so good.
Very good. In Benalla, Lockie, you were the apprentice that got hazed. What happened?
I was a pizza delivery driver and the boss sent me up to this ridiculous address that doesn't actually exist about 15 k's out of town.
Why would he do that? That's just wasting his own resources, Lockie. That makes no sense.
He had another delivery driver on for that night. So I wasn't really missed.
Thought I can waste Lockie's time, break him into the team. Wait, so did you have to use a GPS, Lockie? Like, how did you know where you were going if it was a fake address?
It was the right street and everything, just that particular address didn't exist on the street.
Oh, Lockie, did you eat the pizza at least? Because obviously you took a pizza out there.
No, would have come out of my paycheck.
Oh, what the hell? Lockie, this sucks.
He's a good employee. Lockie, are you still working for the same company?
Nah.
Good.
Good, good. So you've got your own car that you're driving around in?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. Well, we're going to hook you up with a Dazzler's car wash voucher. I was going to say, don't clean the delivery car. Clean your own car, okay?
Thank you very much.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Now, Viviana Ross is not a name that you will know, but it is a name I want you to know. Because Viviana Ross is a 21-year-old waitress / actress who worked at the Chiltern Firehouse in London's West End, which is a prestigious hotel. Now, Orlando Bloom was staying at this hotel. Viviana was just working her waitress gig at the, you know, the bar place downstairs. Orlando had been staying there for the last 5 days. Tension had been building up between the two.
What sort of tension?
Of the nature that happens between adults. Sexual tension. So what happened was, Viviana knocks off her shift on Friday night, gets changed out of her work clothes, walks out the front, bumps into Orlando Bloom, the man who she's, you know, had a bit of tension with over the last few days, which is completely fair.
Innocent flirting.
Exactly. No one gets hurt. No harm, no foul. Play on, as they say in the classics. Viviana and on Orlando start chatting out the front. Orlando says, do you want to come up to my 5-star suite upstairs? And she's like, I would love to. Keep chatting.
I'm an aspiring actress. Yes, I do.
Maybe you can give me some tips on how to get into the business.
Have you got a manuscript? We can run some lines.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's all she was doing, which is completely fine.
Networking.
Exactly. They went upstairs. They had a couple of gin and tonics. They started kissing. One thing led to another. And they slept together. Now, that two consenting adults, she's knocked off her shift. Yes, she works at the Chiltern Firehouse where Orlando happened to be staying, but she'd knocked off her shift. And now she has been fired.
What?
Yep.
For bedding one of the guests.
Correct.
Is that a fireable offence?
Yeah, fraternising with the clients.
Wow.
Because what happened the next morning, Orlando had to get up early and go to an interview the next morning, and then Viviana was still lying in his bed, and then a manager came in to, like, check his suite and clean it. And
check his suite, make sure Orlando hadn't trashed the 5-star suite.
Well, that's the thing. And then saw Viviana lying naked in the bed and was like, do you work here? And she was like, yeah. And then he's like, okay. And he closed the door And then an hour later, she got a text message being like, your contract's been terminated. You no longer work here.
What?
So I'm not sure if they got the full story that it was, you know, she wasn't just sleeping in his bed naked. Like, he invited her up there.
And she wasn't technically on the clock.
No. She got changed and everything. She just happened to bump into him outside. It wasn't like a prearranged thing that she'd, you know, arranged on work time or anything.
You're very worked up over this, Tommy.
It's just...
it's an injustice.
It really is. It's so unfair. What this girl does in her spare time, she should be allowed to do. And I bet you, if one of the male bartenders had have been caught in, you know, Katy Perry's room, it would have been like, yeah, the boys, which is just not right. I'm on Viviana's side here. I tweeted this story before and I started the hashtag bring back Viviana.
God, he started a hashtag.
It won't trend. Maybe Boss Billy will get around it and Gem, Workday Gem, she gets around my stuff on Twitter, but it's just disappointing. What's all this yeah, the boys mentality? I'm for the yeah, the girls.
Yeah, high five, bro.
yeah, the girls.
Fly the flag, Tommy.
Someone has to.
Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
We need a ruling. Tommy, this could almost be an Is That a Thing?
It definitely could.
But we've dubbed this To Snooze or Not to Snooze. That is the question. We want to hear from you. 13, 12, 16. What is the ruling with the snooze button?
There's definitely two kinds of people in the world.
Yeah, there's two camps.
You either snooze your alarm for as long as you can and you keep going back to sleep.
Yeah, you milk the getting up process to its full extent.
Exactly. Or as soon as your alarm goes off, bang, out of bed.
The snooze alarm doesn't exist for you.
No. And I'm in the camp of no snooze alarms because I want as much sleep as I can to not be broken. I hate broken sleep. But our boss Billy told us yesterday when we were discussing this that he snoozes it for 45 minutes.
He sets his first alarm 45 minutes before he wants to get up to really ease himself into the morning process. Now, Tommy, I will admit, I am in the snooze camp.
Yeah.
But two snoozes.
Okay.
I like 9-minute intervals. 9 minutes, wake up, whatever, get going.
But don't you find it harder to get out once you've been kind of in that wake-sleep mode for 18 minutes?
No, it's like easing yourself into a warm bath. You got to do it slowly. You got to do it gently. Your version, too harsh, too static. First thing in the morning, it's got to be gentle. It's got to be soft.
It's funny you mentioned the bath. Now, I don't want to detract too far here, but the other day I was having a bath and it was too hot. And I got in the bath and I was like, ah.
See, classic Tommy Casher, jumping in
before his
time.
And my girlfriend walks in and goes, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, the bath's hot. She's like, well, put cold in it or get out. And I was like, no, I've committed to the bath.
Snooze the bath, Tommy. Snooze the bath.
Exactly the same thing. Once my alarm goes off, I'm committed to getting up. And if the bath's too hot, I'm committed to getting in. That's how I work.
Give us a call now, 13, 12, 16. We want to get a ruling. To snooze or non to snooze? Are you in Tommy's camp? Do we ban the snooze button? Should they start making iPhones without this feature?
Yes.
Or are you like Boss Billy and myself and you're snoozing for 45 minutes to just ease yourself into the morning? 13, 12, 16, to snooze or not to snooze? But right now, the age-old question, Tommy.
To snooze or not to snooze? That is the question.
This came up yesterday because Boss Billy mentioned that he snoozes for 45 minutes every morning. This job has turned me into a snoozer. I snooze 2 or 3 times, total of about 9 to 15 minutes on average.
Nah, see, I love my bed as much as the next person. But if I lie in there longer than I probably should, it makes getting out that much worse. As soon as the alarm goes off, I need to get out. Or else if I'm snoozing, I don't want to get out and I hate getting out more.
So you're doing yourself a favour
by
cutting out the snoozing.
Yeah.
The snoozing time. All right, in Yarrawonga, good friend of the show, Amy, to snooze or not to snooze? That is the question.
Well, I don't snooze, and it's not because I don't want to, it's because if I do, I'll never get out of bed.
Exactly, I'm the same.
So
and
I
love
get up.
Amy, I love being in bed, and I just would never get out if I snoozed.
Same, that's my biggest problem. If I hit snooze, that's it. Late for work, no.
You're done. You're never coming in. Amy, we love hearing from you. Thanks so much for the call. That's one
bye.
For no snooze.
Okay, bye guys.
See you, Amy. Lizzie from New Merca, to snooze or not to snooze?
To snooze.
Lizzie's joining my team. Yeah.
Lizzie, but don't you find it so hard to eventually get out of bed?
No, because I like set the alarm 5 minutes after the next alarm.
Okay. So how many snoozes are you before you get up, Lizzie?
Like 10 or something.
Lizzie, what time do you have to get out of bed in the morning?
Oh, I have to get up at 7.
Oh, so your first alarm's at like 6 and then you're snoozing till 7.
Yeah, around about that.
That is hectic, Lizzie, but welcome to the club, the snooze club. Let's go to snooze and sleep on a bed and snooze a bed?
Yeah, yeah, Captain Snooze.
Captain Snooze, that's it. Lizzie, thanks so much for the call. Have a good one.
You're welcome.
And in Shepherd and Carla, you are our third and final caller. We've got one in camp snooze and one in camp no snooze. You are the decider to snooze or not to snooze.
No, you can't snooze. I'm with Tommy. Broken sleep is no good.
Exactly. Spot on. You get as much solid sleep as you can and then get out as late as you can.
Carla, don't you think you should ease yourself into the day? It's like you're jolting yourself. You're forcing yourself to jump into your Tuesday. No, I want to slip into it, slide into it. As we said before, the analogy of the warm bath.
No, got to get up as soon as it goes off. My husband, on the other hand, he is like your boss, and he sets about 6 alarms the night before, all in about 2 to 3 minute intervals, and snoozes every single one.
Well, Tommy, we've evened up the camps now.
Well, yes.
We've got 2 in each camp. Carla, thank you so much for the call. We've got a Dazzler's Car Wash voucher here for you just for getting involved.
Beautiful, thank you.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Thrilled to be joined on the phone now by one of the stars of Channel 9's hit series, Love Child. She plays Martha Tennant. Miranda Tapsell, good morning and thanks for taking the time.
Oh, no worries.
Now, Miranda, super popular show, currently in season 4, as I said. The show, the cast, yourself, constantly up for Logies and awards. Why do you think the show has been so popular with fans?
Oh, because it just reaches so many and touches so many hearts, because it reaches out to so many people of different generations, people that grew up in the 70s, but also like young people watch it, and it resonates within them because it's about young women trying to make their way in the world and trying to understand where they fit in society. So yeah, there's heaps of elements in the show that really make people, I guess, relate to it.
Miranda, did you expect such a great response from fans when you were making the first season of the show?
Oh, no. The thing is, you never become part of a show knowing that it's going to be successful. So this show has really changed my life and my career.
Absolutely. And you absolutely are a standout performer on the show. But Miranda, I want to delve into tonight's theme. You're focusing on Women's March for Equal Rights. Is that based on the actual International Women's Day March that took place in 1972, the year that season 4 is set in?
Yes, yes. And what makes this so prevalent is that it does reflect our time. You know, we just had a massive march for women earlier this year.
Yeah,
so
across the country.
I can't wait for people to see it, because it'll mean a lot to them in this time.
Absolutely, and especially with the political climate right now, it's awesome that it's being reflected in the media and in television shows. And it's not just the conversation we're having behind the scenes; you're putting it front and centre. So that's really cool.
Thank you. No, it was very special to be a part of.
Now, Miranda, I'm not sure if you've done this before, but when you Google Miranda Tapsell, one of the suggested responses that Google comes up with is Miranda Tapsell height. Are you incredibly small? Like, why do you think that's a common search?
Yeah, I think people watch the show and go, oh, it's hard to gauge, like, how tall she is in relation to, you know, in relation to the other actors. Like, you know, so is she, and when people see, and when fans see me in real life, they go, oh, whoa, like, I didn't really, because, you know, I like to say that I'm Kylie Minogue height.
How tall are you, Miranda?
She's fun size.
I just make 5 foot.
You just make 5 foot.
Right.
You're fun size. Tommy, you can relate. You're also fun size.
Yeah, I'm 5'6" and I'm a 27-year-old male. So, I mean, I'm with you. I'm with you there, Miranda. Now, recently you did an interview with your on-screen husband, Andy Ryan, who plays Simon, and you joked about sharing the same picture on Instagram, and you pretty much doubled his likes. Now, is there a lot of banter on set with the cast?
Look, I do have to pull Andy into line. there was this one time where I didn't have any dialogue in the scene, but I got mic'd in case I made a sound, like a reaction sound. And Andy said to me, "Oh, I didn't realise they mic'd extras."
Savage.
It's so savage, right? And there's nothing wrong. One, there's nothing wrong with extras, and they make the show. And two, I said to him, "Oh, yeah, and apparently they give logies to extras as well."
Very good.
She can hold her own. She might
be compelling to watch than the people that have dialogue.
I love that. Well, Miranda, you are a joy to watch, and you've been a delight to chat to this morning. Thank you so much. Love Child Season 4 continues tonight, 9 o'clock on Channel 9 after The Voice. Miranda Tapsell, thanks so much. Good luck with the rest of the series.
Thank you so much.
Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.